All right, before we get into our topic in discussing BTS World today, I'd just like to say, was no one gonna tell me Jeremy Renner, aka Hawkeye, aka Mr. Marvel Man, dropped a banger song in MV 2 days ago, or was I just supposed to stumble upon that myself? Like, there was no news about this. I happened to discover it on YouTube as I was scrolling through my recommended feed, and I was like, huh? Mr. Man's? When did you release this? 2 days ago, apparently. No one knew about it. No one knew you had this new album out. No one knew you were making a hot ass MV for this. Like, sir, you need to keep us informed. I want this content. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you sing. So, Jeremy Renner, mostly known as Hawkeye from his role in the Marvel films, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's a singer. He's a damn good singer, too. He released a new song called Main Attraction, hashtag not sponsored, and it's damn good. Like, it's more rock and roll theme, so if you like rock and you like soul, like a soulful voice, kind of raspier, kind of more into it, you know what I mean? Yeah, go check it out, 'cause man, I'm in love with it. Like, I'm here for Jeremy Renner and his singing career. Like, yes, Jeremy, get your shine. Like, get out that Hawkeye role. Expand. Be like Robert Downey Jr. Get your singing career on. Be like Gwyneth Paltrow. Get your singing career. Also, if we're talking about Marvel people and singing, like, who else is ready for an Avengers musical? Like, I'm just saying, we need it. Me, myself and I need this Avengers musical to happen. All of them can sing, basically. I mean, the ones that can't, we can get them some vocal lessons. It's fine. They can harmonize in the background. Can you imagine, like, Hulk in his Hulk form just doing some show tune choir girl, like, kicks in the background while Robert Downey Jr. and Hawkeye and Jeremy Renner, I mean, are singing, like, in the front of the screen? I don't know. That image just makes me very happy. But yeah, Jeremy Renner, Main Attraction. Go check it out because it's a really good song. Also, I used a mud mask today for my skin, and wow, it is so smooth, so baby soft. It was one of those mud masks where it takes up all the oil out your skin and it leaves it feeling softer and smoother, and your pores look smaller. And usually, I don't like the charcoalish mud mask, I prefer using the charcoal face sheets. But I got a free sample of it, and I was like, eh, why not? Let's try it out today. And it was nice. Like, I'm surprised. Like, usually they leave my skin feeling a little cakey and streaky, but this one actually makes my skin feel smooth. And it was from Glam Glow, hashtag not sponsored. man, we're throwing a lot of those into this episode today. But yeah, it was very nice. And the sample one came in a little tube, looked like it could go for about maybe 3 uses. Which is really cool, so I will definitely be using it again. And if you're interested in this product, you should definitely go look it up because I like it. My oily ass sensitive skin likes it. So, yeah. Now let's go into talk about BTS World. So, before I get into the discussion about BTS World, I would just like to say that I am not affiliated with Netmarble, the gaming company that released it. I'm not affiliated with Big Hit or BTS or anything like that. And everything I'm going to talk about is solely what I've experienced and my own personal opinion without any affiliation with those two major corporations. So, what is BTS World? So, for those of you that don't know, BTS World is a story-based card game where you become BTS's manager, kind of like a Mystic Messenger kind of game, if you know what that is, and you gain cards through gameplay. And you upgrade and level them up to progress through the story stages. There's a main story in the game focusing on BTS as a whole group. Then there are the quote-unquote other stories, where you can focus on pursuing one member by themselves in an environment where that member didn't debut. So, like, for example, for, like, Namjoon's route, he's, like, a writer doing writing novels. Like, Yoongi, he's a piano player. Hoseok, he's a veterinarian. Jin, he's a hotel service clerk, which, okay, pop off on that. Jimin's a dancer, and he helps runs his grandmother's rice cake shop, which is very, very cute. Taehyung, he's a college student, but he goes to work on his parents' farm for a little bit. And Jungkook, he's a high school student and he loves Taekwondo. So those are the other story aspects that deviates from the main story play. There's a social media aspect in the game where you can have text calls, video chats with the members, and you can post BTS content on the social media forum, and to kind of gain your affinity slash love level, I guess, with the BTS members in the game. And with your cards that you collect to progressive levels, you can get duplicates, and with those duplicates, you can collect exclusive photographs of the members, which is pretty cool. You get kind of exclusive photo content, and because you can't screenshot anything in the game, it really makes it worthwhile because you can see it and you're like, hey, this is mine, I collected this, it's really cool. Yeah, that's the main premise of the BTS World game as a whole. But BTS World, where do we even start with that? So as of right now, I'm currently on chapter 5 of the main BTS story, and I'm at level 31 as a player level for myself. Clearly, I have way too much time on my hands, but I wanted to state that at first so everyone can get an understanding of where I'm at as far as gameplay goes. I'm pretty far in, considering in the main BTS stories there's only up to 6 chapters so far. I don't know if they're going to release more as the game gets developed more, if they're going to release more personal main storylines for the BTS members. But as of right now, I have a love-hate relationship with BTS World. The concept of the game is great, as far as my first impressions went. Needless to say, I was laughing at the concept of going. Spoiler alert, just want to say that right now. Spoiler for anyone that hasn't played the game, there will be spoilers, so please tread carefully if you don't want to be spoiled in some of the plot. I was laughing at the concept of going back in time and becoming their manager. So when you open up the game, you're in 2019, and you get pushed back to 2012 before BTS would debut. And when I first, like, I didn't know about this at first, like, I didn't read the game description at all, and like, the Google Play Store. So I had no idea what I was getting into when I first started up this game. And it just reminded me of every cheesy fanfic written in like 2012, 2013. You know, like that cheesy Wattpad, like start of Tumblr fanfiction writing, you know, where like the reader, for whatever reason, would be like pushed back in time to solve some sort of problem. And it was a little cringy. I'm not gonna lie. Like the first two chapters of the main gameplay were decent and the plot was good, even though it was very, very cringy. Another thing it reminded me of was like those other fan fictions where it's like, I'm the reader, like, I have the brown hair, blue eyes, and I walk downstairs. My mom has sold me off to insert famous celebrity here. Like, it's like that level of cheesy, cringy plot for this game. In the beginning, the basic gameplay mechanics were easy to follow and understand. It goes through an extensive tutorial system, for the gameplay aspect at least. So that was good, A plus on that for making it easy to understand in the beginning. But then chapter 3 came, and chapter 4 and chapter 5, basically everything above chapter 3. And these chapters to me seem like they're kind of milking the concept over of the game. Like, I understand the plot line where it makes the player quote unquote connect with BTS more. But come on, really. Like, when are the boys going to debut? Like, how will I, the player, get back to 2019? Am I just stuck in 2012, 2013 as the years to come with the boys forever? Will I, the player, eventually tell BTS that this is some sort of magic dance voodoo power shit? Like, will BTS remember me if I somehow get back to the present day? Like, I don't care about the boys having to throw a party for the music show's manager's niece. That's a huge spoiler. I want to know more about the situation with me, the player, and how the fuck I'm gonna get home after helping the boys. And although the plotline is very intriguing, it has major holes in it, and I'm almost done with the main story, and we haven't really figured out how those things are gonna be filled. Like, because in my mind so far, it just seems like I'm stuck with them forever, back in time. And I don't know if a player really would be okay with that. Like, if you put yourself into that situation logically, like, I mean, what about my family? What about my job? What if I had some sort of lover, like, in the future? Like, how is that gonna work? Like, for me, it's very cringy. Like, plotline wise, it's cringy. And there's lots of major plot holes. The card game concept in the game. I like it personally. Like, I love leveling up stats, which you have to do to progress through the levels. I am a card nerd. Like, I love those kinds of upgrade card games, you know, like Settlers of Catan, Magic the Gathering, like, you know, those kind of upgradey, kind of strategic card games. But I do wish that the rules to the card system and upgrading was explained more in the beginning. Like, I had to figure out on my own what the member gems were for, because you can collect member gems that you can use to upgrade your cards once they get past a certain level and make them even better, I suppose, and get you more stats. And I also wish that the leveling system would give you more than 30 to 50 extra points to your statistics as well. Because there's four categories in a card. There's your empathy, there's your stamina, there's your passion, and then there's your wisdom levels. And all the cards have it. And every time you upgrade a card a level, you get an increase in all your stats. Now, if it's more specialized in, say, passion, for example, the passion section of the card will get a little bigger increase. But every time you upgrade, you only get around like 20 to 50 points, depending on what level of card you're at. And you have to use these upgrading like items. Like, there's flowers, like there's blossom flowers, there's like a bouquet, and then there's like a flower with a stem on it, which correlates to how like much experience that card will get. And it's kind of frustrating when it takes me about 12 of the little ones to upgrade a card when I only get a 30-point increase. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a while to upgrade your cards to the levels you need them to be to get through the main story and the other story levels. So unless you use your gems to randomly get a 4 to 5 star card, which are the higher ranking cards with the higher ranking stats, the leveling up system kind of sucks and gives no real increase unless you increase your cards in bulk. This is the main thing I'll change about the game. Like, you have people investing so much time and farming so many flowers to increase their card levels. And these people want to see the story. Like, we're here for the story and we're here for the content. But when you have to make us wait that long and to farm so many amounts of times just to get one level increase in a card that's not even going to help us get into the main, like, get into the future levels fast enough, it just seems very, pointless, and I know they're doing this so that we can stay in the game longer. However, I do wish that they would change it at least a little bit. Like, maybe instead of like 30 points, you can increase it to at least like 60, maybe. Like, you don't have to go extreme, Netmarble, if you're listening, and increase it by like 200 points, but something more than just 30, like something more on the higher end tens, like 60, 90, maybe even 100 would be nice. After spending so much time into the game, like the reward system would make more sense to me. In the game, you use what they call wings to progress through the levels, and it's like a time-based system. So, like, for every 5 minutes, you get one like of the wings, which is like one energy, and that's pretty typical in mobile games. I've played a good couple of the story-based ones, like the Harry Potter one, like not the new one that just came out, but like the older Harry Potter game. And for them, it takes like 6 minutes to upgrade an energy, so 5 minutes is pretty actually decent. And one of the lower ending energy give like take backs for games, so I'm pretty okay with that. Like, very typical. The social media and photo aspects, I have to say, are the best part of the game. They're like nice little rewards for your hard work. The social media feature is very Mystic Messenger reminiscent, in the sense of you gain pictures from interacting with the members for gaining new higher ranked cards, and you can save them and download them, and I love it to pieces, and it's like a collector's best dream. I do wish the photos were easier to collect. But then again, the card dealing is random, So I can't complain much about that. It's all luck of the draw when getting the bonus photos. There's another aspect in the game that I kind of do wish was different. It is the agency aspect. So there's an agency tab where you can increase BTS as a whole, their stats, to help boost your score when you're trying to progress through the levels. And the give and take for that is not good. It takes a long time to get into the higher levels. Like, I'm on level 10 for each of the different stats. And it took a long time. Like, unless you're using all the members into one category, you're not really getting a huge gain in your statistics. And you have to use member items that get dropped randomly when you're playing previous levels or you're farming for extra experience or the flowers or things like that. Because the members that you employ to do these extra little tasks, they get tired. And you have to use these items to regain their energy so they can go back in and gain more experience. However, the drops, but like the drop rate of the member items, I wish could be better. It's not really the best, especially when you like, for example, say I farm like 10 different levels. And in each time you farm, you get five reward based out of it. So like almost all the time, it's like one in every 10 of those little farming categories that you get a member item. Sometimes they're obtained more if you go back to the lower levels, but then again, you're losing out on gaining your wings, not your wings. You lose out on gaining your flower and you lose out on gaining your experience. So yeah, I wish there was more drops of the member items. That's the long story short. The music is amazing. Every time you go into the home screen, BTS's Heartbeat plays, which is really cool. I played it so much to the point where I've almost memorized the entire song for Heartbeat. It's kind of bad and sad, but what you gonna do when you play it so much? And then when you go to the other members, like other side stories, you hear the other songs, like the Charli XCX collab with BTS, the Juice WRLD collab with BTS. They're all like kind of broken up in the different members' songs, which is pretty cool. And the soundtrack is great. I've downloaded the entire thing, and it's very easy listening music. Like, you can kind of just nod along to it and just kind of zone out while you're doing work or while you're writing or you're doing something else, like cleaning, cooking even. And it's just very nice music. Like, I was very surprised that I liked the game soundtrack a lot more than probably what should be. The song that I would recommend most off the soundtrack is All Night with Juice WRLD. It's kind of hard hitting, but not really. Like, it's an easy listening hard hitting. Like, you can nod your head to it very softly. Like, that kind of level of hard hitting for this soundtrack. It's really good. I believe it's a rap line song, with Namjoon, Hoseok, and Yoongi. And of course, Juice WRLD. And it's very good. Like, the beat's good, the voices with the members and Juice WRLD is very nice. And it's my favorite song off the soundtrack. Let's see, what else? Going back to the member card collecting, when you start off the game, it will be very frustrating. To future players or to players now, it's very frustrating in the very beginning because you don't get a lot of high-ranking cards unless, of course, you pay money to buy extra gems so you can try and obtain high-ranked cards. So it's hard to progress through the other member's story because since the dealing system for the cards is random, you could, say, have, like, 10 Taehyung cards but only have, like, 2 Jimin cards. So for the Taehyung side story, you could easily progress through it because you have more cards. However, with Jimin's, it would be a lot harder, and you'd have to farm more for that member's specific card. Because on the individual levels, for the BTS members, you can only use that BTS member's card. So like, if you have like five 5-star cards for Jin, but you don't even have a 3-star card from Namjoon, you would obviously progress through Jin's story a lot more than Namjoon's. Which I understand. However, like, I want to play my bias's story, but I can't because I'm not getting good card dealings for him. Like, right, like for me, Namjoon is my lowest level as far as the side stories go, and Jin and Taehyung are my highest because I got dealt 5-star cards for both of them twice. So obviously their stories are easier to progress through for me instead of like Namjoon's and Yoongi's specifically. Also for new players, here's a tip. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. You can go back into your previous story levels in the main story, and you can replay them. And you want to get the 3-star level. The 3-star level is the highest level you can get when playing a level in the main story. And when you get the 3-star levels, you get rewards. So, like, for instance, in Chapter 1, I believe it goes up to 30 stars for the entire Chapter 1 level. And if you get, I think it was, like, 10 stars as the first milestone line. It was either 10 or 15, I forget. And with that, you got extra little rewards, so you get, like, extra the gold, you get extra, like, gems, you get extra, like, you get little extra perks. So it's very worth it to go back into your previous levels that you may have only gotten, like, 1 or 2 stars at, and redoing them to get the 3-star. And not only that, but when you get a level on a 3-star, then you get an exclusive clothing item for your BTS members, and you can dress them up like cute little dolls, and it's very fun. Like, right now I have, like, the basketball set for almost every single member. It's very funny. It just looks like I have a basketball team, like, in my inventory. It's hilarious. So, yeah, you can play them back for not only bonus experience and flowers to upgrade your cards, but you can also play back for clothing items, you can play back for BTS level up items, and you can play it back for the chapter exclusive rewards as well, which is very nice on Netmarble's part. Because it can be hard to get gold and gems and, like, the member affinity gems and items sometimes. So, all in all, I am satisfied with BTS World. It's a very cute concept for a game, and I will play till completion because my OCD demands that I do and collect all the cards and collect all the photos, the exclusive photos that you can get. And I need to, like, my OCD requires me to complete everything at the 3-star level. So I most likely will be playing this game for a while because I'm already invested so much into it. And, like, it needs to be completed. Like, a long time ago, I played the Kim Kardashian game, as cringy as I must admit. I did play it because my friend made me. And then I had to play it until I was number 1. On the A-list in that game, and then after that, I told myself I wasn't going to try and collect everything else, like, that was it. However, with the BTS game, it seems like it is very probable that I can collect everything in that, so I will play it, or I will try to play it to 100% completion. And yep, so that was my discussion on BTS World today, and I can't wait to make the new podcast for all you lovelies. All right, see you next time. Bye.